Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, welcome to New Life Live. Whether you're listening on radio, the app, or the website, or you're watching on the New Life Live YouTube channel, welcome. And joining me are three people here in this first segment. One is Dr. Alice Benton. Hi, Alice.
Hello.
Good to see you.
You too.
And then we've got Chris Williams and a... Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going? No, keep going, keep going.
No, really, thanks for almost being here. I really appreciate that. And then we have a special guest. It is Kathy, and she is on the line. Kathy, how are you today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Well, thanks for being here. You have been involved with a life coach, and I'm just curious what led you to getting involved with a life coach.
Well, I've been listening to New Life for approximately 3 decades, and I know that you do everything with excellence. And a couple months ago, I heard Chris Williams' commercial on your show that talked about the difference between a therapist and a life coach. Mm. And I didn't even know that you had life coaching, so I asked them on the chat because I'm on the New Life chat every day. Yep. And the host told me about, she gave me the link, and I just thought, you know, I'd had Christian counseling before in the past. It had been wonderful and got me to where I am today. But the last time I went, I just felt like, I'm just really kind of talking about things and nothing's changing. So I called New Life, and the gal on the line was very nice. She gave me all the information that I needed because I like concreteness, and she gave me facts and prices and everything. And she gave me 3 names of people that I could choose from, and so I picked somebody who was, I'm in Kentucky, the coach is in Tennessee, but it doesn't matter because we do everything on Zoom.
Well, let me ask you this. How many sessions have you had? How many sessions have you had?
We had an initial session that lasted about an hour and a half, and then 4 sessions, and I've got 2 left.
Unbelievable. I love that. And so can you point to any benefit, even in this short length of time? Has anything been beneficial that you might point to?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. I'm a changed person. I just felt like I was stuck before. Even the past 10 years, just I kept doing things, and that definition of insanity, expecting things to change, I couldn't get out of my head to get any more ideas. And so she gave me wisdom and goals, plans, affirmations to say. She asked me to give specific time frames, you know, make a goal and say, I will have such and such done by such and such a date. All these specific things, whereas before everything was just kind of out there and ambiguous. And we also did some role. Oh, go ahead.
No, you did some role playing too. Well, I want, before this our time is up, I just have to ask you to talk to somebody that might be considering this, because it sounds like to me, if anybody could have an influence, it'd be you. So what do you say to somebody that is considering coaching, getting a life coach?
Don't wait. Do not wait. Go ahead and do it. It is a great experience.
Well, you are a great example of a great coach having a willing person to work with, and anything is possible when that happens. Kathy, thank you. Anybody wanting a life coach, anybody wanting to be like Kathy? I mean, I want to be like Kathy. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the phone number. that you can call. And we're so grateful for what coaching can do. It's different than counseling. You can go online and see what Chris laid out there is the difference. Pretty powerful. We'll take a break and come right back for more New Life Live.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, we're back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. Alice Benton, Chris Williams, and we're going to talk right off the bat to Adrian, Anaheim, California, and he listens to this program on the New Life app. It's so easy to do that. Adrian, how are you today? What's going on in your life? How could we help?
Good morning. Yes, good morning, panel. Just let her have a few moments of your time. I've been an infidel spouse, and I'm trying to cope and moving on with my life. I'm dealing with a lot of emotional stress, financial stress, mental stress. I don't know what else to do. I plead myself to God every day, every night. You know.
Okay, hold on a second. Adrian, what's your wife, what was her reaction to finding out that you were unfaithful?
She pretty much threw me out of the house, cussed me out. Right now we live in two separate homes. I live in Anaheim and she lives in South Orange County.
But she hasn't divorced you, is that right?
She hasn't divorced me, but there's talk that she might be thinking about it.
Okay. So, what have you done? I think you were about to tell us what you've done since then. What have you done? I mean, I get it that you're just miserable. What have you done to get help here? What do you do?
I've been seeing a therapist online, Zoom meetings. I've been going to groups at church, like Divorce Care, listening to podcasts, listening to your show. Listening to people that have been in my shoes, kind of similar situations, just staying positive and, you know, reading the scripture and pleading myself to God every day, asking for forgiveness.
Okay. So, your wife, I mean, she's not filed for divorce, so she's, I think, kind of giving you some time to where she might be convinced that this will never happen again. But how often are you seeing this therapist online?
Once a week.
Okay. It's not enough. If you're going to win this battle, this plan you've laid out isn't enough. And it isn't what people do that never, ever betray or never ever get back into sexual sin. Chris is probably one of the greatest minds on recovery from this. So if he was sitting in front of you in your office, which, first of all, I really think his counseling must be one-on-one, face-to-face with a man. But what else would you, if he came to you, what would you be telling him to do, Chris?
Well, Adrian, the first thing is that what I like to do is do a CSI, a crime scene investigation. So the CSI is understanding of, like, we can superficially go at this, which is not going to be helpful, is it's like, oh, you cheated on your wife, don't cheat again. And just be spiritually stronger. But really, that's a Band-Aid on a gaping wound. And so what we really need to see is, like, what are all of the things that drove this? And starting not with other people or not with a marriage, but what were the things, the very, very specific things inside of me that led to this decision, which includes some of the really hard, scary work that says, hey, maybe this isn't a one-off. Maybe this is an actual pattern in my life that has developed and that has been there underneath the surface or out in the open for a long time. And then what exactly do I need to do? And the reason for it is this. The reason I like really, really safe, transparent, open processes is because the devil's in the details. We hear that all the time. Well, if the devil's in the details, so is God. So therefore, we got to get in the details of this and do the hard work.
And additionally, it's communicating with your wife what you're doing, and not from this, hey, I'm behaving well, so you should be appreciative. It is, no, I've seen the unbelievable amount of pain and damage I've caused you, and for my own sake, I'm doing whatever it takes to not cause that damage again to you, to myself, or anyone else.
So what's the next step for him, either Alice or Chris? What else does he need to do? If you put down a plan for him, what's that going to involve?
Yeah, I think this next plan for you, Adrian, is a person that can lead you, or a process that can lead you into those deeper details. One of the processes that can lead you into the deeper details and provide a phenomenal doorway into your recovery is Every Man's Battle. And I'm going to just say this. You could easily mistake me for saying that just because I'm a part of New Life. But Steve will tell you I came in kind of a skeptic because of that wasn't my background or training, and that when I started going through the EMB process and seeing what they did and seeing how they did it, I was blown away. What can happen either a day online or 2 days in person? So I would start there, and that will and you will develop an actual plan from there that fits you and your situation and how to restore your life and potentially your marriage.
And so that says to her, I'm willing to do the hard stuff. Going to a church group, divorce care, that's not where you should be. You should be in a Sex Addicts Anonymous meeting or a Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous meeting. And that says, I'm willing to humiliate myself to get the help that I need. All of these things can be so much, they can be so powerful mm-hmm. when she hears, oh my goodness, he went from doing all these little nice things to he decided he needed some real live help. Alice, what are your thoughts here?
Adrian, we all praise you that you do confess that you were unfaithful and you have done some work. It's more than a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. So you are on the right track, but we're trying to bolster and add to what you're doing so that you start to experience the difference from the appropriate level of care and treatment. And a part of it sounds as if you're accepting that you already are divorced. And perhaps there are some things that are so unpleasant about your wife, maybe you wouldn't mind if she did divorce you. But I'm not hearing the fight in you for your marriage.
Right.
If you decide that it's worth fighting for your marriage, and especially if you have children, I want you to start practicing talking about your wife's misery before yours. I believe that you're miserable. But
I know she's hurting. I know she's in pain. I know she's coping in different ways than I am, you know, mm-hmm. With friends and family. I know she's doing a lot of work, you know, but I try to reach out to her, and she doesn't want to
talk
to me.
Don't reach. Quit reaching. And all I would be doing is maybe dropping her a card to say, I realize how much I've hurt you. I realize how much help I need and haven't been getting. And I hope that you see a real difference in me. After you go to Every Man's Battle, you drop her a note and say, I went to Every Man's Battle, and here are some things I realize, and I'm so sorry. But you don't tell her you're going. You tell her you went. You don't tell her you're going to sign up for Sex Addicts or you're going to get in Sex Addicts Anonymous. You go, and then you tell her. You don't change from a virtual therapist to face-to-face with a real live man. You go, and then you tell her what you've done. If anything is going to help things, it's not words, it's not care, it's not sympathy for her, it's actions on your part. This is where we encourage you to man up, do the hard stuff, and that's how miracles happen. And there are a lot of people that look back and they say, you know, I know this sounds weird, but the best thing that ever happened to us was that betrayal, because then he went to work and became the man I wanted him to be, and now we have a marriage that we never, ever thought possible. So I hope that you will call 1-800-NEW-LIFE see what's available, get into that Every Man's Battle workshop, and go and work and get the help you need. It's the best thing you could do. Alice?
Adrian, invest in caring for the wounds that you have perpetrated within her, and that might be telling her that you will pay for our Restore Weekend for her. That yeah. She has permission to never talk to you again. She even has grounds to be able to divorce you after your infidelity. But you will do what it takes to make sure she gets the help so that at least she leaves this with some healing. But there is potential that if you take those steps, it will influence her to reconsider the marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And whatever you've done so far, it isn't enough. And the proof of that is she doesn't want to talk to you. But at some point, I think she's going to be talking to you, wanting to know, so what did they do there? What are you dealing with? Or how was that? That's what you want out of her, asking you questions, because she needs to be verifying, hey, he is really on a different path. So hold on. We want to help you with all that. Anybody else? 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We can get you on a path that could produce a miracle. God has used us, and we're so grateful when that happens. Miracles happen every day, and maybe you need one. You can have it, but you have to do your part. All right, let's. How about we go to Abby from Austin, Texas? And Abby is, she's listening to us on the internet. Hi, Abby, how are you today?
I'm great.
Well, how can we help?
Well, I have a friend. She's actually my best friend.
Okay.
So she is suffering from depression and anxiety at school and at home.
So what happened? What do you know that happened that triggered this or led to her sinking into this depression?
Well, she's in public school, and she's been attacked from different sides, and whenever I try to text her to help her, she's not answering. So,
She was attacked because of, what she believes, or how does public school play into that? Okay. All right. And she doesn't want to talk to you about it.
Well, she's not answering anybody, really.
Uh-huh.
She just stays in her room almost all day, and it takes her about 20 minutes to even get downstairs from her room.
Mm. Wow. Okay, and so what are her parents doing? Do you know if they're aware of this, or they're helping her in any way?
Yes, they're trying to encourage her. They are aware. They are trying to encourage her. They're trying to get her to eat more because she's mm-hmm. lost a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And,
okay, go. One more thing. What's that?
And I can't really.
Okay.
She's not going to. Because she's suffering from depression and she wants to stay home.
Yeah. Abby, how old are you?
14.
14. This has got to feel pretty overwhelming for you, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And this has got to weigh, weigh heavily on you. And because you care about this and she's your friend. And what we're going to do is we're going to help you help her by getting the adults involved in this situation, because you're doing a very brave, courageous, good thing by calling us and letting us know. So we're going to go to a break here soon, but I want you to know that we're going to try to take this off of your shoulders and put it onto some shoulders that can deal with this a little bit better. But I want to say that, man, I think you're a phenomenal friend and a phenomenal person for calling in and letting us know.
I want a best friend like Abby.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Well, we really want to help here, and we're going to do that. We'll talk about this at the break, see if we can give you the best help possible. If anybody else needs help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be back right after this.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and really hope that we can help here. But I think she dropped off there, dropped off the line.
But we can certainly speak to what to do in similar situations.
Do that right now, and then we'll go to the next call.
Yep. And Hope and Abby, that maybe you still have us on the radio. We'll be talking to you as well. Because as you have these concerns, there certainly are people around you that either have them or will be willing to respond if you broaden, if you talk about your concerns. So I want to recommend that if you're not seeing a response from the parents of your friend, you might bring it up to a teacher, even the school counselor.
Yes.
There's a lot of resources at school that can access your friend right there at school and give her the professional help that she needs.
Yeah, I was going to say that, is that, you know, a really positive thing that's happening right now is that our collective mental awareness, mental health awareness, but specifically our children and adolescent mental health awareness is really on the increase. And so therefore, our actions and our interventions are too. So if you're in a situation like Abby, or Abby, I'm going to talk to you. The first thing I want you to do is going off of what you said, Alice, is go to your school counselor. Let her know what's going on. Take this off of your shoulders and put it in the hands of professionals that can take the appropriate actions to intervene to help her, because you're right to be concerned. Your friend is in a very, very dangerous situation. And that, again, with her behaviors and her mental health deteriorating. But to take that on, if you're in high school, and probably not a whole lot of high schoolers listening to this, but parents of high schoolers, is that we take on so much stuff from our friends that is overwhelming and beyond our capacity. And therefore, it can be a little contagious, right? The anxiety and the depression. So, we want to go to get help where help can appropriately jump in.
And Abby, there's a dual benefit to talking with the school counselor, because not only does your friend need the assistance, but this is stirring you enough to call a national radio show. And so you might be carrying that anxiety and distress and the powerlessness that you feel in reaction to your friend. So ask for help for yourself as well. That additional support will help you both.
I'll tell you this. If a child is losing weight, and you would just naturally, as a parent, you'd want to encourage them to eat. But when the encouragement doesn't have an impact, and now you're starting to have some major, major arguments over food or friction about that, you really have to say, okay, it is time to call somebody. Because eating disorders, the sooner anything is dealt with, the better. And, you know, if you've seen anything about social contagions, when a person with an eating disorder goes online and finds other people with the same thing, it just really builds. They want to be like them. They want to not eat less than. I mean, it just becomes a competition to be so engaged in that group, whether it's eating disorder, cutters, things like that. So you really want to intervene sooner than later. That's my tip there for you. All right. Wish she'd stayed on, but I hope she will listen and hear that answer.
Steve, you said something else too off air about the parents calling us as well.
Yes.
So when you have a friend who doesn't know what to do, you've got information because you've been a listener to New Life, but please share our number. Have them call us as well so we can help more directly.
Yeah. All right. Let's how about we talk with Dolores from Laredo, Texas, and she's been holding a bit there. Hi, Dolores, thanks for holding on. How can we help today?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I have a 50-year-old brother who seems to just want attention all the time. At first I thought he was a people pleaser, but he's not, because I looked it up. But his wife and our mom passed away about the same time several years ago. And he just had to clean out his house, his, he and his wife's dream home, because he ran out of money, and moved into an extended care place. And when he got there, he just about had a panic attack because it was so small. And I worked with him, and he's finally content with it, and he moved the couch out. And they said, well, you have to move if you don't put the couch back in. So now, I was helping him to get, content with what the situation he's in. And so he wrote the three ladies at the extended care motel an apology note. They put $100 in each one. Because he just sold the house, so he has some money, which he needs. So, but now he's so happy because every time he walks out, they say, they greet him with his name. It goes like that to the very end. He also started working out so much, had face.
So hold on, Dolores. Let me jump in. In a sentence,
okay.
What is the problem? And in the next sentence, how can we help you?
So what's the problem?
The problem is that he has to have attention from people on Facebook. He puts funny, he's 50 years old and puts pictures of his butt and stuff like that on in his athletic clothes. Stuff like that all the time. And I don't know how to help him. Because okay. Why is a 50-year-old man needing so much attention?
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad you called, and we're going to give you some help right after the break here. You hear the music. You're listening to New Life Live. Have so many things that we do so people can get some help. And if there's any way that you heard one of the workshops that we do, but you said, well, I just can't go. You know, we have three workshops this next month that are virtual. And one of them is Emotional Freedom, and the other one is Every Man's Battle is going to be virtual. And so tell you about that after this.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible Personal Size, the one-year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, the New Life Journal, a New Life Pen and Highlighter, and a New Life Zipper Tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. And, well, we've got an interesting situation with the younger brother that seems to be needing a lot of attention. Dolores, is he in an extended care facility or an extended stay hotel? I didn't quite get that.
I'm sorry. At the extended stay hotel until he can get his credit back up to get moved. Actually, he's moving farther away from family.
So Dolores, tell me something.
Sorry.
Something happened in growing up that I think you were put in a position of responsibility, a position to mother your brother. What happened that forced you to be in such charge of your brother at a young age?
You know, we're six siblings, and all the siblings have turned against him because when he did his facial and things like that, they laugh at him all the time. And so,
are all the siblings other than you? They're not Christians. They're not believers.
Yes, they are, but they laugh at him.
Well,
you know,
The first thing I would be doing for him is I'd be talking to them saying, hey, he needs us. And we haven't been there for him. We've rejected him. And there's probably not any place in anywhere in Bible or what we believe it would say that that's okay. And so I want to know if any of you would help me help him right now. And
they've already given up on him. They're Christians, but they are the kind that, you know, there's no hope for him. He's already done all these facial hip replacement stuff, and they're not going to help him.
And Dolores, does he want any help from you? What does he want from you?
Well, I flew up to see him to help him finish up his house and helped him the last day. Nobody helped him at all, unpacking his whole house. And he keeps telling me how much I helped him. I don't know how I helped him, but, you know, just helping him to accept things as they are and letting know that somebody does accept him. And he keeps saving me. You know, and like he told me, he says if he wants to die,
Dolores, let me jump in. You can't rescue him from his condition because it's his work, and I know it's scary, and you feel horrible for him because of the way he's been treated. You can see why he is stunted or arrested in his development. Based on what's happened to him, you've got on a front row seat to his life, and you want to genuinely, from a good place, rescue him out of that place. I say
no. I don't want to rescue him. I don't want to rescue him. I just want advice because he's listening to me. How I can help him? I can't rescue him. No.
Okay. Yeah. But in that, what I want to first affirm to you is you're doing what you can.
And it's getting through to him.
Yes.
He's thanking you for it, and he's feeling your love and support.
It is.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
And so we began this show with talking about life coaching. He is a perfect candidate for a life coach.
Yes.
Because he doesn't know yet how to do life, and that's not a judgment.
That's right.
That's just saying, hey, for whatever happened, it got you to where you are at 50, great, but it's not going to work past here, so let's get you a coach to help you do life, and we call those life coaches.
And if there's any, I mean, to me, what Chris is saying, that's probably the most valuable thing. If he would work with a life coach, and if you can either help him pay for it or pay for it, boy, what an investment that is. Alice, I'm going to give a couple other ideas. If you have anything, you can throw it in before we go. But I just want to say this. Whether you do it by letter or phone call, I would be giving the siblings a message of we owe him an apology, and it could be the thing that kind of ignites a spark for him to get better and not look at all believers as people that are hurtful. So that's one thing. Second thing, if you go to a church and there is a male pastor that might be willing to go and pay a visit to him, many churches have the in-home visit person, then that would be great. Then if you know of a men's group, men's Bible study, something that would be positive for him, even if he needs a ride or whatever, I'd do that. But here's the big thing. It'd be so cool if you had a man that could meet you over at his place. You guys say, hey, you ask him, hey, can we come visit? And there's a man that you could take, and that guy could maybe become a friend, a mentor, or something in his life. That would be a great thing, too. Anything you're thinking of, Alice?
We live really far away.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't live anywhere
close. Okay. Alice, your thoughts?
Dolores, I want you to pay attention to the balance of your serenity versus your anxiety for your brother. My guess is that you have a higher level of anxiety about him and his life than he does. You mentioned that he's really happy, and some small things seem to make him pretty happy. If you are caught up in anxiety and anguish for him, then I want you to check your self-care. Self-care keeps you in...
I really don't think I'm anxious about him. I'm not really anxious about him because I work with somebody else who has these issues too.
Yeah.
And that's what I learned. But I'm not anxious. I just wanted advice on how to help.
Oh, okay. Well, just got cut off. So, advice on how to help him. I mean, try to find a resource for him, invite him, have the...
Yeah, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and get him set up with a life coach.
Yeah, that is the best advice right there, is the life coach. And just because you've been great and listening and called us, I'm going to send you a Restoration Bible, and I hope you will like that. Speaking of restoration, Larry Sonnenberg has been responsible for a lot of people getting a lot of help that has restored so many things in their lives. Hi, Larry, and
hey,
tell
Steve.
Us what you have for us today.
Well, you know, most of this week we've been talking about Restore because that workshop is starting today, but I want to talk to you about next Friday. We've got intimacy in marriage beginning.
Yes.
And you're pretty intimate with that workshop, Steve, because you're a big part of it.
Well, I love that workshop, and it's really the reason, you know, we're seeing things happen there that was the reason that we started New Life. We wanted to see transformation in people's lives, and boy, does it ever transform marriages.
Here's what one couple wrote, having attended that workshop. This was a life-changing workshop. Coming to understand our different love styles has helped us to get each other more and has given us a place to start over. Now understanding each other's different upbringings have impacted us as individuals and what we bring into our marriage. I wish we had this important information from the beginning of our dating years 20 years ago. We will be eternally grateful for this organization. As hard and as painful as it is to look in the mirror and take responsibility for our own actions and hardened hearts and what we both contribute towards the dysfunction of our marriage, it is all worth it. This weekend has given us, our marriage, hope. I was ready to give up, feeling like I can't do this anymore and felt alone. This was our last hope. I praise God for this intense weekend, and it is a life-changing, not only for our marriage, but also for our kids.
Love that. And I just want to say, here again, somebody felt like it was impossible. Nothing could help, and that's what we designed this for. But also, it's for people that have kind of accepted and settled for something less than a great marriage. We will help you find the marriage that you've been hearing people talk about, that you thought they're either making that up or maybe it works for somebody else, but it doesn't us. We have seen couples come together in ways they never thought they could.
Even great marriages need maintenance and checkups and fresh ideas. What I have learned from the marriage weekend, I use on a daily basis, and it keeps my family healthier and safer. So this is for everybody.
And literally, we love it that other people have come alongside us and said, we want to be part of the transformation. They support us because they want to have a place in somebody's life. They've given scholarships or just even to keep New Life going. And the result is marriages are together, and the impact is generation after generation. And we're grateful for that.
Steve, God does miracles, but rarely does he do a miracle where somebody doesn't first take a step.
Yeah, that's
right. So that's what we're asking you to do, both in attending this workshop and in supporting New Life, please. Yep. It's a great ministry, and you'll be proud and happy that you did.
So, you want to be part of some great life transformation, call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and support us. Or if you need that transformation, same number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
And thank you, everybody who has been giving to New Life and continues. Thank you.
Absolutely. We'll take a break. Come right back for the final segment here of New Life Live. Glad you're with us today. We really are.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help or you can help us, but right now we're going to talk to Robert from Las Vegas, Nevada, KNLB. Robert, you're on. How can we help today?
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Doing all right. What's going on with you?
Well, a little bit of a problem or dilemma. I tried talking to an old friend, and she's married now, but I got the weirdest email from her saying that first she doesn't want to talk to me, and then later that day her husband calls me on my cell phone and rips me a new one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so, I haven't talked to her in over 10 years.
Okay. So, was when she was angry, was it about back when you were in high school together, or was it about just you contacting her?
I don't know, to be honest. I mean, okay. The email I got from her said that she wanted me to respect her, and I will.
Yeah.
She's a police officer, uh-huh. And she's saying that her husband tells her that she can't talk to men, won't let her talk to men, and doesn't talk to her really anymore from the old high school days.
Okay.
But I don't know what's really going on.
Well, what led you to want to contact her?
I got an email from an old friend for a reunion, and she's best friends with her, and my mind went wandering and said, how are these people doing? And one of them was her, and she let a few things slip, saying that she wasn't doing very well. Like, her first marriage was very abusive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
and
so now...
I talked to her mom, and her mom let a few things slip, too.
Okay.
I'm from a very small town.
All right. Well, let's see what Chris and Alice have to say, and then I'll give you my 2 cents after their $1.
Okay. Mine will probably be, do you know what a haypenny is, Robert? It's half a cent.
There you go.
And so mine will probably be a haypenny.
Wait around for my $100 bill advice. That's coming.
But yeah, I just got to say, every little thing that you let slip out about this situation rose another red flag for me. So this is going to be a little bit more direct. So brace yourself for this, Robert. Are you ready?
Sure. Go ahead.
Whatever she's doing, whatever her relationship status is, whatever is going on in her life, it is none of your business, and it doesn't need to be your business.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, that 10-year distance, yeah, respect that.
Oh, I will.
Yeah.
And so I think the thing to do is that you need to send one more email. And it needs to say, this is the last email that you'll get from me. But I wanted you to know, I am so sorry. I didn't know how you would react. I had good intention, but I'm so sorry. And I'm not going to ever do this again. And I hope you'll forgive me. Because what you want to do is you want to make you the person that did this. You want her to be able to have an email to show her husband. See, I didn't bring this on because it does sound like she's in a tough situation and he wants mm-hmm. no contact. I don't like it when people contact old girlfriends mm-hmm. from high school ever, because it's
well,
asking.
She wasn't a girlfriend.
Okay. Well, even a friend. It's kind of, you didn't connect with a guy from high school, not a female. Mm-hmm. You're kind of asking for trouble when you do, or you may be, as in this case, even causing trouble for them.
Yeah.
I bet you have a great heart, but I just wouldn't do this anymore. Alice, what are your thoughts?
Well, Robert, I think that your care about her safety is not a bad thing in and of itself. You're just not the right person to take action mm-hmm. to help her or
That's
protect
good.
Her.
That's good.
But if you want to connect her best friend or her mom with us, let us help, but not through you directly. And if you do
gotcha.
Offer our information to them, I would say to stop there, except in prayer, to keep your friend in prayer. She probably is in some trouble. There are signs of some trouble.
Yeah.
Or she's safeguarding her marriage. And is keeping that safeguard of not having relationships with other men.
Right. Okay. Well, I hope that's helpful. Let me send you Every Man's Bible. I hope that will be a blessing to you. It's easy to fall into these little things. By the way, I want to get one more call in. Don't have a lot of time, but I want to talk with Lucy. Lucy, boy, we have no time, but we have enough time to hear your question. And so what's on your mind today?
I spoke with you all recently, and you just let me know to not make any big life choices right now.
or uh-huh. changes.
Yeah.
So what do I do?
Yeah. Well, you don't just assume that time heals all wounds. In fact, it infects some, but you want to make valuable use of your time would be one thing. You want to be sure that you're connected with very wise counsel so that they can tell you or give you some input about major decisions you want to make. It was just a thing that we like to encourage people. When you undergo a major life change, trauma, whatever, it's just not the time to jump out there and make some big decision you might regret 6 months or 6 years from now. Alice, Chris, a comment here for her?
It is always the time, Lucy, to do character work, to build community, to build a sisterhood yep. and relationships with other women. It's always the time to invest in yourself so that when the dust settles from whatever it is that you have been through recently, you are a stronger person to make those bigger life decisions. So stay on the line. Let us connect you with, whether it's a life coach, we've been talking a lot about that today, or a therapist to help you figure out how to invest in yourself.
Yeah. Chris, you have a thought?
Typically, when we're told not to make major life decisions, it's because we're making major life decisions to fix the wrong problem.
Huh. Yeah.
And so what major life decisions do is they come with a lot of stress, a lot of change, and they take up a ton of energy that will strip us from the energy we need to actually address the problems in our lives. So, Lucy, whatever problem you are struggling with today, just know this, a major life decision is not going to help you, but you're asking the right question. What do I do next? Right. Well, in identifying what that problem is, maybe it's a broken heart, maybe it's grief stuck, whatever the case may be. I'll tell you what, our Emotional Freedom Workshop, it's coming up here in August, so it's about a month away. But let's start there, and let's start with one of our therapists that can help you identify, and that be the next best decision that you can
Absolutely.
Make.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let me read you a verse here as we close up today. Proverbs 13:18, you probably aren't going to ever hear this at a motivational seminar, but it says this, "Poverty and disgrace come to the one who ignores instruction, but whoever heeds reproof is honored." So many times we don't have people to tell us the truth. So many times we read the scripture and we discount it and say it's from a different day and age or whatever. But the people that humble down and listen and put into practice some instruction from people that really have their best interest in mind, no wonder the outcome is being honored. When we try to honor ourselves, it just doesn't seem to work out that way. But when we trust, humble, and listen to God, He is the one that lifts us up in true honor. My thanks to Chris Williams and Dr. Alice Benton for being here. Thanks to you for watching or listening. Thanks for the prayers and the support. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is that phone number to call. It's been there 35 years. Maybe it's time you use it today.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.